This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair. On my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, 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 and Happy New Year. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. So far as I know, it is the only syndicated show in the United States based on issues of successful aging. And please remember that we begin to age at age 30. So it has nothing to do with being old. You have to age. You don't have to get old. And for this New Year's program, we're going to talk about some fun stuff for the new year, because the new year, I think, is going to be the old year. That is my prediction. We're going to be the year of the old. For the first time, maybe in history, we'll be able to say those words, O-L-D, and not be embarrassed by it. Why? Because one of the things that's happening in the new year, 2018, is television. Television is focusing on us. So in the next few minutes of our show, I'm going to go through some of the things that you can expect, the goods and the bads, of what will be new in 2018 that deals with old. One of those things will be art. Now, right now on Broadway, if you don't know, 20th Century Blues is a very hot ticket. Four women of a certain age, probably bordering around age 70, get together after 40 years of having their pictures taken through the different decades of their life. And it is an oversold production. People are looking to see what others are thinking about their own aging, and this is presented in an artistic way. But when the issue of being older gets to television, you know we really made it. Now, how is it getting to TV? Well, first of all, there's Norman Lear. Now, Norman Lear himself, I believe, is 92 years old and still going strong. And he's one of the gods, actually, of television. And if you don't know, he is the one who produced Maude and Good Times and Sanford and Son and All in the Family. And as I say, he's an icon. Well, the name of his new show, Guess Who Died? Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. It is his longtime passion project, he says. The joys and challenges we all experience at any stage of life. It's supposed to be very inspiring and, of course, very, very funny. What else? How about another one called Assisted Living? Yes, Assisted Living. That's another show that's coming up. They're considering it a hybrid comedy. It will be on CBS. And the important thing about this one is that it's intergenerational. It's about a fellow, a young college sophomore, who gets kicked off campus and he has to move into a retirement home. And he becomes bosom buddies with an older gentleman. And that's all about what it can mean when somebody goes into an assisted living community with a completely different eye to what's going on. Apparently there's a lot of things that have to do with politics in assisted living, and it really should be very cool. Now, speaking of cool, there is another TV show coming up, and it's called Cool Kids. It's being developed by the team that wrote It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and it centers on three male friends in a retirement community, and they are the top dogs. They are the A-list in the retirement community until they are blown out of the water by the newest member of the community, a female who is a feminist. So this is just the beginning of looking at life from the point of view of the older adult And it really means something. It means something extremely special to our culture. What am I going to look for? Well, I'm going to look for how people look. Yeah, I know, pretty shallow, but I've never pretended to be anything but that. Yeah, if you look good on the outside, you feel good on the inside. And I'm very interested to see how Hollywood portrays us physically. Now, what else can we expect in the new year? Well, I gave you a little bit of the fun news. Let me give you some of the bad news. I would say that from a financial point of view, as we age, the number one challenge by far is going to be health care, the cost of health care. The statistics honestly don't get any better. They get much, much worse as we get healthier in the sense that we're going to live longer and therefore spend more money on our maintenance. Remember, if the body is a temple, right, you can't take a mortgage out. The fact is you have to keep the maintenance up. So what are the predictions for 2018? Wait till you hear this one. Studies show that the cost of our health care, and that's going to mean prescription drugs, dentistry, hearing aids, everything that you can think of, supplemental insurance. So this is all in. This is all in. Chronic care will cost a healthy 65-year-old couple today $321,000 during the course of their life. I know. Now you're choking on it, right? But what if you are not 65? What if you are listening and you're only 55? Well, that'll be $500,000 for a couple between now and the time that their actuarial age say they're going to check out all in. Now, that's two times the Social Security cost of living increase that's going to be expected in 2018. So what do you have to do? You have to think about that. Take a few dollars, put it away for a rainy day, and make sure it's there for your health care. Now, I will say that the financial industry is trying their best to step up to the plate, because we know that long-term care insurance has not been a cost-contained situation. Many times, people who buy it later in life are spending a lot of money. If they don't use it, they lose it. And, of course, also because of the issues of how long we're living, sometimes the premiums go up and you get an extra call for more money. So it's been good for some, not great for others. There's something relatively new called single premium long-term care, where you put money in one time. They give you a ton of coverage at the beginning, but the big deal about it is you will get your premium back. You don't make any money on the premium, but you can get it back, or you could leave it with some growth to kids in an insurance policy. So if you're insurable, think about it, because speak to your financial advisor about it, since this is going to be the new thing that we'll all be talking about when it comes to cost and finances, the cost of health care. Now let's go back to something a little bit more fun. I don't know if I could say it that way. And that is the new funeral. No, I'm not kidding you. Baby boomers have always done everything their way. And let me remind you that this is Adrienne Berg. This is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. It is the one show that looks everything about aging in the eye and talks about it. And one of those things is eventually we'll stop aging. We don't want to, but eventually we will. And the, let's call it, should I call it bizarre? Maybe this year I'll call it bizarre, and next year I'll be calling it traditional way of being buried is changing. One, well, yes, you can be shot into outer space. More and more people are being cremated, and a portion of their ashes can either go to the moon, beyond the moon, circuit the earth, and there's even a tracking, yeah, I'm not kidding, you can't make it up, there's a tracking chip in your ashes, and your family can look up in the sky and know when you're going to be passing by. Raise a glass of Prosecco. Okay, so that's one thing that's going on. Another thing that's going on is burial at sea. People who are baby boomers and the mature are very environmentally conscious, and one of the problems is that barrier reefs are eroding. Well, you can become one of them. The Neptune Society will actually, again, take the ashes, make it into a starfish. You get a little description of each thing you could become, right? You could become a shell. They will put a little memorial plaque into that cement and ashes starfish. The kids can help decorate it. No, I'm not kidding you. This is absolutely true. Neptune Society, look it up. And there are several barrier reefs off the coast of the Carolinas and Florida, Texas, elsewhere, and you can be buried that way. Now, if you're not such an environmentalist, but you love the Johnny Depp movies and the Pirates of the Caribbean, you can also be buried at sea. There are maritime burials, and yes, it's very ironic, but you can be put into a sailcloth or it can be a casket, and this is going on consistently. When I did a little bit of research for my blog on this, I discovered that, yes, you do tip the captain on the cruise ship from which you will be thrown, and it's 15%. The FAQs will tell you that in the websites of the various companies that will give you a dignified burial at sea. So that's just the beginning. There's more and more going on. Of course, cryonics has always been available. People have been, like Ted Williams, the great baseball player, have been frozen just in case you're coming back. But that'll cost you. You talk about a cost of living increases. Well, it's about $200,000 now to be buried that way in cryonics frozen. But it's very hopeful and helpful for the future. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that are going to happen in the future, the immediate future, 2018, that can make you some money. And then we're going to have a wonderful guest who's going to talk to us about a lot of fun, and that is cruising. When we come back, we'll talk about the number one thing that all of you tell me you want to do after retirement. And if you have any guests you'd like to hear, if you would like any topic, please go to GenerationBoldRadio.com. Go to Ask Adrian. Tell us what it is. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the number one topic. You tell us you're interested in. You know what it is? Well, we'll be back in a minute and you'll find out.
Because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we have a holly jolly New Year's show for you today. I'm just reviewing the future. Can you review the future? Well, if so, I am doing that right now. I'm giving you some of the ideas that are coming up for 2018. And in the second half of our show, we'll be speaking with a person who is the head of the topic that you tell me you're most interested in. And that topic is travel. If you didn't guess before the break, now know it. According to the AARP, 84% of all people here in the U.S., they've taken a domestic survey, say that the number one thing they want to do after retirement is they want to travel. And how do they want to travel? Well, it's kind of interesting. The latest AARP survey says that in 2017, and they're projecting this into 2018, 99% of boomers will take at least one leisure trip. They also expect that the average of us will take an additional 5 more trips during the year, right? 51% expect to travel domestically, not go out of the country. That has changed a lot, and probably for safety fear reasons. The majority of travel is going to be cruising. And, of course, in the second half of our show, we're going to be talking to the man who rules the cruise world, so that you can know more about it. But multi-generational trips with the grandkids, weekend getaways, holiday travel, that's all really on the top of the list. And not only for us, but for most demographics. Also, we are using more and more online resources like TripAdvisor, Expedia, Yelp. But if you really want to know where it's at and where it's going to flourish more and more in 2018 and beyond, it's what's called the sharing economy. Now, when we look at what baby boomers should be investing in, one of those things that I call the portfolio of longevity. What is a portfolio of longevity? Look, the fact is that still today, living longer has become an industry. It's a business. Whether it's healthcare, whether it's housing, whether it's travel, the fact that we are living into our 80s and spending money into our 80s is a business. It's a business sector. So more and more people are thinking about how to invest in that. How do you invest in that? I'm a financial gerontologist. In my other life, I deal a lot with investing. Not going to give you specifics, but I will tell you that there are ETFs out there, exchange-traded funds. There are mutual funds that are called longevity funds. And what the managers have done is brought together a variety of different companies, all of which flourish and profit and benefit from extended aging. So go talk to your financial advisors, because my prediction is for 2018, as we look for more and more things in this growth economy, one of them you're going to see popping up will be businesses, mutual funds, and exchange-traded funds that trade on the issue of extended aging. They're called longevity portfolios. Take a look at them. Now, in addition to all this, we have one new thing that has been generated entirely by our generation, the baby boomers and beyond. Let me give you a little bit of backstory on it, because you're going to be hearing about it, and I hope that you'll hear about it here first. It's called the Smart Road, or the Digital Superhighway. Probably at this point in our history, you have not heard of it as yet, but not so sure. You remember that cars, I've said this to you many times, we've had many guests on our show with regard to this, this is truly futuristic 5 years ago, and today it's old hat, that there are driverless cars, cars that will drive themselves. You see it everywhere. You hear about it more and more. And what most people don't know is that it all started at MIT AgeLab. There is a laboratory at MIT, famous university, that is devoted only to technology that refers to aging. That's where our robots come from, the caregiver robots that we talk about very frequently, right? That's where the digital health comes from, where we can take our blood pressure and our doctor can know it wherever that doctor may be anywhere in the world, right? That's where the chips are for wandering. People have Alzheimer's. They actually can have implanted chips. So if they get lost, we know where they are. And these age-related technologies begin to be used and reused and reimagined in different kinds of settings that have nothing to do with aging. One of those major breakthroughs is the driverless car, all beginning because one day, as we grow older, we will want to give up our car. And if we don't want to, somebody's going to take the keys away. So the idea was, well, what if a car that drives itself? And the last time I saw that car was at an American Society on Aging conference where it was being driven and the driver was blind. Now, okay, sounds good, driverless car. I guess we put it in our GPS, but no, there's something more that's happening here. There are actually a highway, of course, you can't see it, starting in New York and other areas throughout the United States, where we have what would really be considered a massive overall overlaid GPS. It's called the Smart Road or the Superhighway, the Digital Superhighway, and it's being put together in anticipation of the future so that we have driverless cars on a driverless superhighway. You can get in your car, you know what roads are programmed this way, and you can go anywhere without having to drive. So that's what happens when, so to speak, pun intended, the issue of aging begins to drive our economy and our innovations. I'm going to finish our little segment here before I take our break, and we toss it over to the fun area that you've been asking about, which is cruising and travel for 2018, by telling you where you can find out all of these things. There is something, and I've been speaking at it about aging in the past, called the World Future Society. For those of you who are joiners and you like to join, you can become a member of the World Future Society. I'm sure you've been hearing about Bitcoin and what's happening with it in the market. Well, I first heard about Bitcoin at the World Future Society decades ago, when the idea of a cyber currency became first known, and the folks who were really at the heart of Bitcoin came and spoke. Actually, this lecture was in Toronto, Canada. So the World Future Society keeps the word world, which means you have conferences all over the world. It's a fascinating newsletter. It's a great gift for anybody. If you haven't given them their Christmas gift yet, you can join and get their newsletter. But you will find these innovative things, from the driverless cars to Bitcoin to what's going on in healthcare to what's happening in travel, by futurists. And these people are not, you know, they're not clairvoyants. These are people that work for the major corporations that allow them to see into the future based on very substantial evidence that they see today. So if you're fascinated by prediction in the world, World Future Society. Don't go anywhere. You know why? Because we're going somewhere. We'll be right back and we're traveling together.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Biz Talk Radio.
Berg, and let me tell you one place you can easily be inappropriate for your age. In fact, you're supposed to be inappropriate for your age. One is Las Vegas, and the other is on a cruise ship. And this is the man you've been waiting for to tell you about both. His name is David Yeskel, and he is the cruise guru. And you can get a world of information, literally and figuratively, on oceancruise.guru.com. His website, and we'll talk a lot more about that in a minute. But, David, you are the cruise guru. Tell me what you bring in information to vacationers, because we all say we want to travel, and many actually don't, and you really help them find the best values. So let's just start with Cruise Guru and what it's about.
Sure, Adrian. So I've been covering the cruise industry for over 25 years for a variety of travel trade magazines, Travel Weekly, Travel Age West, and some consumer publications too. So I've been writing for a very critical audience, the travel trade, travel agents, educating them about what's going on in the cruise industry, and also for consumers. So I'm always looking for best values, you know, best service, best cuisine, things like that. I think cruising is actually the best vacation value there is. So for those of your listeners who've cruised, they know that you pay one price typically. You get your meals, you get your entertainment, of course, you know, great shipboard service, things like alcohol or extras, of course, and shore excursions. But to me, it's the best vacation value around.
Yeah, it truly is. And also for what we now, I guess, euphemistically call the mature market. Mm-hmm. Nobody's allowed to stay old, except for
right.
This show. We appreciate being old, because we don't like the alternative. We know that is the market. But we have two groups of people listening today, David. People who are longing to take a cruise, and people who have taken so many of them that they're getting bored. So I want to talk about both. Let's start with the group that has had many cruises.
Sure.
What's the new differentiator? What are you seeing that's keeping the excitement in cruising?
So the new differentiator in cruising, as it is with the rest of the travel industry, is really experiential travel. That's what everybody's looking for now. They're looking for experiences. People are tired of collecting, here's where I've been, and with a photo of the attraction in that destination, say. People want new experiences, and part of those experiences are on board, and most of those experiences are off the ship in off the beaten ports. So cruise lines are trying to vary their itineraries to add more interesting destinations. There are more cultural enrichment programs on board, maybe more foods reflecting the destination that they're visiting, also served on board. So it's not always about this compacted cruise experience different from where you're visiting. Cruise lines are trying to blend both the destinations they cruise to and bring those destinations aboard the ship. So I think that's kind of the newest trend in cruising.
Yeah, I'm going to take – I've cruised many times, but I've never had a river cruise. And I have two of them back-to-back. One is one way up the Danube. The other is the other way on the Danube. One of them is a music cruise. I'm a Gilbert and Sullivan fan, and so that's another kind of thing where it's themed. The other is a very fancy, very expensive one where I'm a speaker. So I'm going to be curious to see what they do. But the reason people river cruise, my listeners, is it really is easy on the body. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that that's important to know for the people who've never cruised.
Sure, river
cruising. It's really not you out. Yeah.
Yeah, river cruising is very different than ocean cruising. So if people are used to taking ocean cruises, the ships are large. There are large distances to cover sometimes to get from your cabin, say, to the dining room. It may be a 10-minute walk. But there's a lot going on the ocean-going cruise ships because they're big. And the luxury end of the luxury of the ocean cruising market, the ships are, of course, smaller. But river cruise ships are typically 100 to 200 passengers. They're small. They're accessible. You typically walk right off the ship into the city center, wherever you are, since the ships dock along the rivers, obviously, right in the city centers. So it's a more intimate experience, very different than ocean cruising. But it's growing very rapidly as an industry segment, because of the intimate nature of river cruising.
And the fact is that, as I say, we often have in our world, in our listenership, David, we're speaking with David Dieskel. He is the cruise guru, and you can find a lot of information about destinations, what you would love, how to get the best value, at his website, oceancruise.guru.com. We're speaking, David, about this issue of frailty. I got to get to the jugular with this.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of couples who listen, and usually one of them, and most of the time I'm going to say it, it's the wife, is very active.
Mm-hmm.
The husband is less so. So tell us a little bit about cruising, whether it's river cruising, big boat cruising, doesn't matter. When you have differently abled couples or even friends that are traveling together.
So I think the cruise lines are doing a very good job at catering to, and have always done a good job, by the way, at catering to people who have special needs. So particularly ocean cruises, they're used to catering to people of all ages and in all physical conditions. And as you say, sometimes one partner is very healthy and the other is in a wheelchair, possibly. So I think the cruise lines do a very good job of accommodating everyone. You'll see at the gangway in ports, for instance, they'll carry people down in the wheelchair down the gangway. Crew will be out there, and there may be four crew members that will carry somebody down the gangway in a wheelchair and then back up again. So I think the cruise lines go out of their way to cater to people, you know, with special needs, special physical needs, as well as special dietary needs. I was just on a Holland America cruise, and they do a great job at that. And that is, Holland America is this venerable company. They've been around forever. Everybody knows what they're about. They're building new ships that are more modern looking. They're beautiful with incredible art and colors, but they still have that same personalized service that caters to people and makes them feel special and helps them enjoy their vacation, regardless of their physical status, regardless of their dietary needs. Everybody's the same on board, and that's what I think is unique about cruising. You get as much help as you need, but you still feel like you're still part of the experience, and you can still experience everything. Now, that said, people with disabilities, I think, are better served on ocean cruising than on river cruising. On river cruises, I think you need to be a little more agile just because of things you're walking over sometimes. Ocean cruising, I think, people in wheelchairs particularly are accommodated a little easier, and it's a better experience.
Yeah, many years ago I started something just for love, because I love travel so much, called The Ageless Traveler.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a website. It's not monetized, but I was easily able to get an arrangement with a group in Florida called Special Needs at Sea. And that's what they do. They'll even bring a hospital bed,
mm-hmm,
into a big cruise ship. It's the only place where you can get that kind of ability to travel. And it's really working. Now, I happen to like Carnival. I mean, I have kids on the West Coast, so it's really easy to go out there and spend 3 days in Mexico, you know, just because of Carnival travel.
Sure, sure.
What's your take on these ships? How do people choose between a Royal Caribbean, you know, the Holland America? Is it only price, or should they know more?
Oh, it's much more than price, actually. And I always recommend that travelers work with a travel agent who's a cruise specialist. it's very important to find the right cruise line that's a good fit for a traveler. So people think, oh, I can just – cruises are a commodity now to a lot of people. You know, I'll just look on price. I'll go to one of these OTAs, online travel agency like Expedia. I could just pick a cruise out, find the right price. That's absolutely the wrong way to do it. There's no cost to people to use a travel agent. You should find a good travel agent who's also a cruise specialist who knows the different cruise lines. They're all different, and they all cater to different demographics, people looking for different things with different interests. And to get the right fit, it takes a few questions to start with. And a good travel agent will fit you into the right cruise line that is going to work for you. And the experience will be worth it. So that's what I really recommend. But the cruise lines are all really different and kind of focus on different areas for different demographic segments.
Well, that's wonderful, because we did talk at the beginning that there were two kinds of listeners, one who've not been on a cruise, and one who have been so many that they're wondering, what do I do next? And David Yeskel, who should know, he's the cruise guru, says, you know, go the old-fashioned, go old school. Call a travel agent and who really is intimately familiar, and perhaps you'd go first to oceancruise.guru, get some information from David. We come back, we're going to go into the grandma pack. So you're paying for the trip, Bob? Want to go to Vegas? Want to go on a cruise?
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. free.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, the truth is that according to the AARP, 84% of all retirees say that their first wish after retirement is travel. And less than 40% do. Well, I'm here to stamp that out. I want people out there because we are the ambassadors to the world, truly the older traveler. We really are. When you see a child, you smile at that child. That's automatic as we get older. The more smiles, the happier the whole world. So that's my thing, and I personally love to travel, and I'm very pleased to have David Yeskel, who is the cruise guru, on the show. And we gave you his website, oceancruise.guru, but he's also the Vegas guru, the Vegas guru. And he's going to tell us the exact way to do that website, because you may want to know more about Vegas. And I don't want you to turn off. Just give me a minute here. Now, David is himself a veteran travel journalist. He has columns and commentary in many industry publications, Travel Weekly, Travel Age West. And he'll tell you about what he's been doing with Vegas. Because I was there recently, you all know I was at a conference there, the Environments for Aging. And I see a different Vegas. I see a Vegas that maybe you as grandma or grandpa might even want to take the grandkids to, right? So let's talk about that a little bit, David. First of all, what's your involvement with Vegas as a journalist? And how can the older adult, who maybe doesn't gamble and doesn't want to leave anything so spectacular in Vegas that nobody else can know about,
sure,
how could they use Vegas as a vacation for themselves and the whole family?
Sure, Adrian. So I can tell you that I have been covering Las Vegas also for over 25 years. The last 15 years or so for Travel Weekly, which is a very prestigious industry publication. And Vegas offers something for everyone. I really think that's what Vegas is about. And I've been writing this annual column for the last 14 years. I call Las Vegas's Best Bets, where I take a look at 8 or 10 different areas or categories of hospitality in Vegas, hotels, restaurants, shows. And I round up what I think are the 8 or 10 best every year. And my story, my 2016 Best Bets story, just came out in January in Travel Weekly. And there's so much great going on in Vegas. And as anybody who's been there knows, it's continually reinventing itself.
So there are so many things to do. There are great restaurants, and there's really something for everybody. So it's not all about gambling anymore. It's about shows. It's about great hotels, spas, great restaurants. Some of the best chefs in the world are there. So people don't have to gamble in Vegas. There's so much else to do that you can stay busy. You may have to walk through the casino a little bit, but there's so many other things going on in Vegas that are great.
You know, I have to put in my own life experience here. Lake Las Vegas, which is a gated community, and Henderson, which is a town near Vegas, and they're all very close to Lake Mead, which is very beautiful. These are the fastest-growing retirement centers in the United States. And their big town, of course, is Vegas. So things have to be happening in Vegas that are catering to the older adults. And I do see, maybe you can tell us a little bit about it, new museums, science museums, different things that are not that far away from the hub that are popping up a little bit, as well as theaters, and that are not even in the casinos.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about
it.
I don't know if they're catering to tourists or they're just catering to the new people moving in.
So the basically those off-strip museums are more catering to locals. They're catering more to locals. So people visiting, you know, may go off-strip to see a museum, but they're typically centered in and around the Strip. That's really where the action is. That's where all the innovation is. But there are off-strip resorts that also cater to locals and visitors, and one of those is Green Valley Ranch, which is in Henderson, where you're familiar with. It's a beautiful resort. There's another one in another direction in Summerlin called Red Rock Resort. It's also beautiful, off-strip, a lot more space than what's available on the Las Vegas Strip. But for the excitement, innovation, the dining, the shows, it's really all about the Las Vegas Strip, and there's so much going on there, and it's continually changing, and it's really for all ages.
Yeah, let's talk about the hotels for a minute. I actually go to Red Rock a lot because I'm a walker, and you can go to actually the Red Rocks, and you can hike and do some wonderful things there and get into Vegas fairly easily. But I was noticing some great things happening into the hotels. Like you mentioned during our little private talk, the MGM wellness rooms. Then I stayed at the Delano, which is a little like a hotel in a hotel.
Yes, I love the Delano.
There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, I like the hotel in hotels. So I think Delano is great. So as you know, this was previously called the Hotel at Mandalay Bay. It was a separate hotel tower. It was rebranded a couple of years ago into Delano. They gave it a completely new look. It's this beautiful white look, very clean and beautiful, luxurious rooms. And it's a getaway within Vegas. So it's a non-gaming, non-smoking, all-suite tower kind of in the middle of Mandalay Bay. So you can walk out of the action, all the action from Mandalay Bay, the casino, the pools, and walk 30 seconds, and you're into this serene environment in Delano, and you feel like you're somewhere else completely. You don't feel like you're in the middle of the Vegas Strip. So you can get that experience in Las Vegas with these hotel-in-hotel products like Delano that are very different than what people used to think of, very, very different than people's image of a Vegas hotel. And I think they're great getaways right on the Strip that are available for people.
And I think that although it is not the most ideal place for little kids, it's very tough. But for teenagers, there's some interesting things. Every hotel tries to have something, a museum, an art center, the shark experience or something else. And, of course, everywhere you've got Cirque du Soleil shows and things of that nature. It's not cheap. So for our last hurrah here, tell everybody your Vegas website, because the biggest problem with Vegas for families is often the price. So
sure.
Since you are the guru, what's the website they should go to for the best deals?
So, Sure. So they can look at my website for information and guidance, of course. All my stories are there. It's thevegas.guru. That's thevegas.guru. Or even follow me on Twitter, where I'm the Vegas Guru. Every day I post tips, deals, great values that I find. So either of those two places, you'll find my stories.
Oh, you know what? We have to always wrap up. I hate that. But you know what I'm going to say? This is very apropos, David. Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.